at Pepline. Hello, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. I have a job for you.
A job? What's that?
I have a speckled job for you.
A speckled job? Somebody was mean to you, honey?
Oh, massively.
What happened, hon?
Tremendously.
What happened?
My ex-boyfriend, turns out, has been seeing someone from his office since June behind my back.
Well, but you broke up with him before you even knew about this, huh?
No, I just broke up with him when I found out about it.
Oh, really? How old are you, honey?
I am 23.
Are you pretty?
Yes.
Well, you'll find another guy.
I know, but I think he deserves to be speckled.
Oh, the hell. Well, you see, the thing is that you dames have got to learn is just forget it. Move on. It's not worth it digging and opening the wound and he said this and she said that and he said this. You got to learn just to cut bait and move on, baby.
Move on.
You're not the first person ever to be dumb. And, you know, sooner or later in your life, honey, you're probably going to get involved in a relationship with somebody and you don't quite know how to tell them. You don't want to hurt their feelings. You still like them a lot, but you met somebody that really turns you on. And so, even though you don't think it now, sooner or later down the road, you'll probably be hammering some guy while you're dating some other one. And you don't want him hanging around and throwing burning bags of duty through your window and stuff. So just the best thing to do right now is say, well, I wasted some time on this guy, but it won't happen again. I'm free now. I can find another man. Don't even give this guy a second thought. That would be, you know, the ultimate revenge to somebody is just to cease to admit they exist. Don't even give him the time of day. By virtue of the fact that you're allowing him to anger you makes him win. Okay?
You're right.
So don't even, from now on, what's his name? First name only.
John.
From now on, John is history. He's cold potatoes. He's yesterday's news. He's flat B. He's what comes after W. He is X. So that's the way you should go, honey, and good luck. I mean, it still was like that. I mean, we broke up. We had our differences. She had her complaints. I had my complaints. But I was ready just when they said the divorce is now official. The power is vested in me by the state of Maryland. You are now divorced. Boom. I never gave it a second thought. But still, you know, she'd get out in the parking lot. You know, when I'd have a date, she'd be out there and she'd be yelling, yeah, hey, sweet to you now. Wait till you get to know him better and he dumps you like he dumps me. Huh? Are you 14 years old? Because that's the only way you'll ever keep him there. If you're a young airhead. I mean, she would wait. I mean, who has the time to watch where I'm going and what I'm doing and sit there? You know, I didn't have a date every night. Some nights I'd have a date. She'd always be out there yelling in the parking lot, you know? Why would she put out the effort and wasting time she could have been using to find another man who still instead would be out there yelling at me? One night I had enough, you know? And I finally opened the door. She said, oh, there he is. There's the big man. Touché. I said, Estelle, it's okay if I come over there for a second. She said, sure. She rolled down the window of her car. I walked up to the window. I said, Estelle, unbelievable. Look at me. I'm getting my shirt all bloody with your stupid.
Look out. Nobody rocks like.